Syria, the first line of resistance. This is the title of the conference held in Tehran. The aim of the conference? To increase public awareness about what's going on in Syria, the scene of fighting between government forces and the opposition groups supported by the West, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey.
The United States and Israel have started a psychological war against the resistance front by bringing together all their media against them. We must help to enlighten the public opinion. We hope this conference would be a starting point.
The vote which just took place.
Russia and China have so far vetoed three Western-backed resolutions against Syria. The Syrian ambassador to Iran warned against any foreign intervention in Syria, saying,
"Any kind of foreign intervention in Syria is illegal, and in case of such an intervention, Syria will not sit quiet."
Syrian conflict started over 16 months ago with peaceful, sporadic demonstrations. The demonstrations turned violent when outside powers supported the opposition by providing them with arms, logistics, and intelligence. Just a couple of days ago, England offered an extra close to $7.8 million worth of aid to Syrian opposition. And U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was in Turkey this week and said that the intelligence services and the armed forces of the United States and Turkey have an important role to play in the Syrian conflict. Qatar and Saudi Arabia are also two other countries that are clearly providing the Syrian opposition with arms and logistics support.
U.S. and Turkish officials met a couple of days ago in Turkey to examine the possibility of creating a no-fly zone in Syria, a step which is very much similar to what the West did in Libya. Experts say that the situations in Syria and Libya are very much different, and what worked in Libya to overthrow the government does not necessarily work in Syria. Arash Khalapali, Press TV, Tehran.